This is Patrick Smith welcoming you to the 341st edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday the 3rd of March 2022. This month's news editor is Jenny Coleman, and the news recording engineer is Kevin Emmett, who is also responsible for this month's USB stick production and the website entry. The magazine section, which follows the news, has been produced by Peter Gibson and starts with the usual quiz from John Hodgson. This is followed by a piece about the 150th anniversary of the Fielden Centre, written and presented by our own Jenny Coleman. Next, John talks to Jemima Latimer about swimming for charity with Swim Ferrell. And then we welcome back Sylvia Hartley with the first of six new monologues that she wrote for the U3A Creative Writing Group. This first one, self-isolating, goes back to the start of the first lockdown. After that, John brings us an interview with Sue Curran about the Pennine Animal Welfare Society, which goes under its initial letters PAWS, P-A-W-S. Then after telling us about the achievements of Matthew Wallerton last month, Gail Allaby now tells Christine about Matthew's sister, Joanne Wallerton. Finally, John returns to end the magazine section with the answers to this month's quiz. For this month's InfoSound spot, Paul has selected the following items from the TNF Soundings website. And they are Winter Paralympics 2022, COVID testing help, a new cane from RNIB, make your cash machine talk, and the world's first bionic eye. Please note that in order to be certain of receiving next month's edition of the Talking Newspaper, you need to get your pouch back in the post to us by Tuesday, the 5th of April. But now it's time for the news, and there are just three readers this month: Jenny Coleman, Joe Platt, and myself, Patrick Smith. So now, over to Joe for the first item.